This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, my flagship radio station in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, the great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and streaming on live by the Internet and the satellites. We're doing that right now. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, to all of our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those people out there helping in the coronavirus COVID-19 effort, keeping America free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, the truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, along with the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all those roughnecks working in the oil fields around the country and around the world, too. Thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Follow us, like the page, get in the chat room over there. And also, you can find us on Twitter at Captain's America. All right, and joining us right now, live and in living color, we've got Ron Edwards. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
That was for Flip.
Good morning, Flip.
All right, and let's say the pledge. You ready?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, it appears we have a little problem with our models on this coronavirus. All we want to know is the truth. And when it comes to the truth, this is something that comes to mind.
Question. You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Well, I think we can handle the truth here, Mr. Ron, because here's the deal. The models that they used were hyped. They were built on the worst-case scenario. I get that. I think you get that. I've been saying this to begin with, that the numbers were not what the statistics on the ground were showing, and you've been hearing it, too. I've been hearing it. I've done enough of these table talk exercises and been in emergency management long enough that I knew that it wasn't right, and I was not afraid to speak up and say so. And I believe you also had some comments to make about it, too. But I was doing it from a professional standpoint of having been through a few things in my lifetime.
Well, Captain, you and I both were right, and many others were correct. This situation with the corona, as I call it, the corona China virus, I thought from the outset was exaggerated, and that because if you look at these kinds of situations and the way we were handling ourselves when we started backing off and the spacing and all of that stuff, we automatically slowed down the spread of the disease or whatever. And so, therefore, it couldn't rise to those levels. It was just about impossible. And, as you continue to take care of yourself and you continue these what do they call it, the social distancing.
Yeah, I'm going to say something about that. I know where you're going with this, but let me kind of cut to the chase.
Okay,
now,
sure.
When we started out and we first heard, well, up to 2.2 million people could die as a result of this. Remember we heard that?
Let's see.
Wait, do you remember when we heard that?
Yeah.
Okay, did you hear them talk about social distancing at that time?
No.
How about when they cut it down and said, well, it looks like it's going to be 100,000 to 240,000. Did you hear them talk about social distancing at that time?
Not right away, no.
It wasn't until we got down to the 80,000 number that they said, oh, by the way, we can slow the thing down with social distancing and all that stuff. So social distancing, while it might have played a part later on, it didn't play a part early on. And here's what I really think got involved here. I think it's the use of the drugs, and in particular, the hydroxychloroquine, that really turned the tide here. I think that it's done more than we know about.
There you go. And many of the people, by the way, who were saying that, oh, there's going to be so many more deaths and this, that, and the other, some of those were the very people who were pressing against the use of the drug, the hydrochloroquine.
Now, go ahead.
And so they were pushing against an actual solution. Dr. Fauci, whom I consider to be a horrible person, and there I have reasons for that. Now he's saying that we shouldn't shake hands.
Yeah, I heard that.
That we're going to, you know, we're not going back to the normal that we had. Well, I think we can go back to being a normal country. But people like Dr. Fauci and others, in my opinion, this is just my opinion, I think they have other ideas as to how our society should be because of their political leanings, and they use these situations to kind of push us apart, to push us in another direction. Now, that's just my opinion.
Well, you may not be wrong, because we do know that the transformation of America is being done in many ways, and we do know that the Democrats and the mainstream media has been pushing this agenda, and China could do no wrong. There's reasons for that.
Yeah.
NBC Universal Comcast has got a huge money-making deal going on with building another Universal Studios where? In China. And it's a lot of money to them. And oh, by the way, let's talk about this for a minute while we go to break. CNN gets paid by China, or they pay China, and vice versa, to be able to be the only foreign news service that's actually on the television over there for China. How about them apples? I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program, my conversation with Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by our good friends at Moss Nissan. Now, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And remember, at their locations, Moss Nissan at Crystal River on U.S. 19, Moss Nissan in Newport Richey at 19 and 54, and the all-new Moss Nissan at North Florida Avenue, 11001 North Florida Avenue, right next door to Moss Acura, right there in the same little location. I'll tell you what, they have got it right, because if you serve, you save. Now, first of all, if you're interested in a new or certified pre-owned vehicle, you're going to take some of that money you got, and maybe you want to throw a little bit down, either get your car fixed or repaired, or you want to get a new vehicle. If you go there and you check them out, you tell them the captain sent you, you'll save $500 right off the bat on your vehicle. Now, get this. If you want to get your vehicle repaired or upgraded mechanically, all veterans, all active-duty military, all first responders, active or retired, all church pastors, and the direct family of military members, the military family members, all get 15% off when you have your vehicle serviced. Just tell them what it is you're doing, and they can usually tell by the vehicle and the stickers that are on it, because most military family members have got their military support on the back window somewhere. But anyway, you can get that done, and you can save a bunch of money, 15% discount in the shop. So, when you get your vehicle repaired, that's the place to do it. Many, many, many great reasons to get your vehicle serviced there. And by the way, their dealerships are spotless. They go in, they clean everything up, they're constantly, the hand sanitizer and the floors and everything, the whole building and all of those dealerships is kept immaculate. I know, I've been in them, every one of them. So, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, and always make sure to tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and Mr. Notebook Guy. Let's talk about Dr. Anthony Fauci, and I'm going to talk about it in this respect. Yesterday, he changed his tune big time. This is what he said, and I quote, although one of the original models projected 100,000 to 200,000 deaths, and we're getting more data and seeing the positive effect of mitigation, those numbers are going to be downgraded. I don't know exactly what the numbers are going to be, but right now it looks like it's going to be less than the original projection. Well, about an hour later, up comes the most popular model they all want to keep using, the IHME model, which is the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation at the University of Washington, and they now project 60,000 deaths. Now, that's down from 2.2 million, from 240,000, 100,000, 80,000, now we're down to 60,000. So the category, the numbers we've got now, I'll get this right in a minute, the numbers we've got now put us down into the flu category.
Absolutely. And some of us kind of knew that we weren't dealing with anything that, as far as numbers were concerned, that was going to be any worse than a bad flu season. And that's what it seems to be the case right now. In my opinion, the reason why we had these high numbers in the beginning were not because these gentlemen actually believed them. Mm-hmm. I believe there was some political motivation mm-hmm. or animus concerning this situation. Many people, including Dr. Rat Fauci, are haters of Donald Trump, whether Donald Trump understands that or not. You can see pictures of Dr. Fauci and who his and where his political leanings lie. And he's not the only one. He's just one of the rats. But this huge virus was meant to cripple our economy. And they've done it. But here's the thing. Mm-hmm. The good news is that this economy can take off like a rocket.
Oh, yeah.
We've got to do a couple of things. And the Trumpster wants to do this. We need to get rid of that god-awful, stupid payroll tax. Uh-huh. That would immediately put money back into the hands of the people that are working.
Yep.
You need to do something, not just these little checks that are going to be eaten up by, heard Chris Markowski say.
$1,200 is already spent. You betcha.
Yes, so he's right on that. But you need to inculcate something that is permanent, that will stimulate the economy, and it will take off like a rocket. Not only do you need to get rid of this god-awful payroll tax, here's something else we should be doing, and I've mentioned this before even on your show, is that with that corporate tax, you want to be competitive, and you want to give companies a reason, an economic reason to come back to our country. You can't
lower
just
the corporate
wave the
tax.
Flag.
Lower it.
Yeah, you can, and ours has to be the lowest in the world.
That's right.
Whoever's has the lowest right now, I would inculcate it into the laws that our tax rate, our corporate tax rate, would always fall below, 1 point below whoever has the lowest in the world. Mm-hmm. That would keep us competitive in that level.
Mm-hmm.
Then someone, Trump, and he has done this to a degree, needs to go through the regulations with a fine-tooth comb and finally pick out all of the regulations that are in a detriment to economic growth, especially when it deals with small businesses.
Yep.
And we've got to do something fast so that we do not lose the largest and single employment block in this country, and that is small businesses.
Well, China is not our friend. They've proven because whether this was intentional, whether this was unintentional, China did develop this virus. We know they had it. We know they had it in Wuhan. We know that we also had elements of the Chinese military working in our country, the United States, up in Boston, out of Harvard, of all places, out of Harvard. And, of course, we had a professor get arrested up there. There's a backstory behind that. But let's just look at something else here. When we needed medical supplies, China has blocked U.S. companies' health supplies from reaching the U.S., and our president says he's weighing legal options. Legal options, hell, I'd say, hey, China, here's the deal. We paid for that stuff. You're going to send it to us now, or else guess what? Not a single dime more is coming from anybody in the United States to any company that makes anything that you ever thought of sending to us.
Well,
how do you like that? How do you like that?
I love that step. But I would take it a step further. I would cut it off anyway. There would be no if you do this or that. If you don't do this, I would go ahead anyway.
Yeah.
Nothing, there's no economic, because let me tell you something, Captain. Our economic activity with China only hurts this country anyway. They're cheaters. They're just terrible. So, I mean, we got along pretty well before 1973 when the door was foolishly open to those people anyway. We should have left them on their bicycles and in their gray jackets rolling around. At the time, it was Beijing, I believe. Yeah, Beijing.
Mm-hmm.
And there's sometimes you learn a lesson and you cut ties with whether it's individuals or certain nations. You leave them alone.
No.
And we have to do that.
Okay. Before we run out of time, because we're coming up on about 90 seconds here, Amy on Denver just sent me something. This is the second person I've heard from tonight in Denver. Listen to us on KNUS, and thank you, Amy. She said the COVID-19, here's the numbers on it, 7.7 trillion people in the world, 1.2 million people infected, 0.0016% of the world population, resulting in 66,560 deaths in the U.S., which is 5.25% of the infected, which is 0.00086% of the world population for a death rate in the U.S. We've been schnookered. Her words, not mine.
Well, her words are correct.
Mm-hmm.
They line up with what we've been saying. And there are things, and Trump has to continue to get tough with China, and he's also got to tell the World Health Organization where to go, and we should not give them another dime.
No, and by the way, Christine in Sarasota just said that we should just cancel our debt with China, say we don't owe you a dime.
And we don't. Tell them buy now, because they've ripped us off for years, even before this situation.
Mm-hmm.
They're bad news.
Yeah.
We should leave them alone.
And again, folks, in case you didn't hear, Dr. Anthony Fauci, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, admitted that his previous projection of 100,000 to 240,000 and then the 80,000 and all that was likely an overestimate. Well, of course it was.
It was on purpose, too, and it was political. And I'll say that, and I'll stick by it to the cows will come home.
Oh, and I misspoke. I said 7.7 trillion.
Yeah, trillion.
Yeah, it's billion. Sorry.
Yeah.
Billion people.
Yeah,
well, these numbers, they all come together sometimes. You know? But anyway, we'll talk to you on Tuesday. Have yourself a great weekend and stay low.
All right, take care.
All right, bye. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and we appreciate him very much. And I've got an Edwards Notebook I'm going to play here when we come back, bottom of the hour. So don't go anywhere. We're coming right back with a lot more to Captain's America Third Watch, Thursday morning edition.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is saying it's been a rough week with the number of deaths of COVID-19 on the rise. But he says
numbers are changing, and they're changing rapidly, and soon we'll be over that curve, we'll be over that top, and we'll be headed in the right direction. I feel strongly about that. Some terrible days ahead, but we're going to have some wonderful days ahead, and we're going to get this behind us.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is issuing new guidelines for essential workers.
What we'd ask them not to do while they're at work is we want them to stay at home if they're sick. We want them not to share objects that would be touching their face, and we would like them not to congregate in break rooms, lunch rooms, and crowded places.
CDC Director Dr. Robert Redfield. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Show Generation Radio Show. I like discounts, and I bet you do too. If you're age 50 or older, the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC for short, has plenty of discounts available for their members. Airlines, hotels, restaurants, auto insurance, and help with your Medicare plans. What I like most about AMAC is they understand my values and they're fighting for them every day. Unlike the other guys that just talk a good game, AMAC is actually holding to my biblical Christian American constitutional values. It feels good to belong to a true American organization. Why don't you join me by calling them at 855-696-7930. That's 855-696-7930. Again, the number is 855-696-7930. And use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg. And get your first year on me.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
The often publicly promoted communist slash socialist dream of food, shelter, and clothing for everyone is just a hoax. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, a special message for millennials. In a perfect world, everyone would have more than enough shelter, food, and clean water. In a true utopian society, there would be no sexism, racism, or other forms of oppression. In addition, there would not be laws and regulations designed to oppress one group in favor of another. Governments would not pick and choose corporate winners and losers at the expense of creativity, inventing, and job creation. Those touting the wonders of communism have for a long time fooled many millennial country men and women into believing that it is better to bring down the successful and in wholesale fashion redistribute their worked for wealth to the oftentimes ungrateful idle. To America's millennials, the many possessions you own would no longer be available to you if America were to be fully transformed into a communist slash socialist nation. You need only to take a close examination of the harsh realities of full-blown socialism or communism in our own hemisphere in Venezuela. After the incurably ignorant masses gave up their guns and the right to protect themselves in 2012, seek ye the truth, millennials, and it will set you free and help save our republic. I'm Ron Edwards.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
All righty, and now it's time for the Beach and Boating Forecast brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club. Here we go. Alrighty, today, Thursday for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. We're going to have some more clouds in the mix. It's going to be a little bit more humid. There'll be some isolated showers as the day moves along. Winds will start out of the west at about 8 miles an hour. They'll gust on up to about 20 to 22 miles an hour as the day moves along. We'll have seas of 2 to 4 feet with a moderate chop. The Gulf water temperature will be right about 80 degrees. The bay water temperature, 78. Now, we had our high tide at 2:52 this morning. Low tide coming at 9:34. And it's going to be breezy and humid today. Now, the beach and boating forecast, always brought to you by our friends at the Freedom Boat Club. And there's nothing better than for your health and a beautiful day out on the water. And Freedom Boat Club calls it sun sanitizing. Now, here's the deal. Since we've all been advised to keep our distance, consider boating as the ultimate way to get away from everything. Now, you can load up on plenty of sunshine, vitamin D, and have a great time out on the water with your friends and family, and just sun sanitize too, because that's vitamin D, the sunshine. And sun sanitizing is what you're going to be doing. Now, if you had to scratch plans for that big foreign or domestic vacation, why not take that money and invest that canceled trip into a Freedom Boat Club membership and enjoy our beautiful waterways all year long? Now, here's the great part about this. Freedom Boat Club is part of a 213 franchise membership where you can go. And many, by the way, many locations within the sound of my voice, you're listening to me right now in various parts of the country at those 213 locations. So if you join down here, if you're down here on vacation or just for a little short trip or whatever, and you join down here in the Tampa Bay area, 500 boats here, 30 locations, biggest franchise in the whole system. If you join down here, we have reciprocity. That reciprocity will allow you to go to any other franchise and hop on a boat, and away you go. How do you like that? So, the beauty of the Freedom Boat Club is you get to all the benefits of boat ownership without all of the work. All you do is make your reservation, fill up your cooler, bring your fishing poles, bring your water skis, whatever, and in minutes you're out on the water, soaking up some beautiful Florida sunshine and sun sanitizing too. So remember, reciprocity, go anywhere in the system you want, 213 locations across the country. Just call Freedom Boat Club today. The number is 855-FREEDOM, that's 855-FREEDOM. Or go to the website freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay, that's freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. And make sure you tell them the captain sent you. That'll open the door for you some more, too. So, lots going on in the world we live. And I've got more messages coming through here. Let me look and see. let's see. He's talking about there's big numbers and easy to get mixed up when, yeah, I got you. Steve's talking about, you know, when I mentioned that 7.7 trillion people, 7.7 billion. But we were talking about a friend that in the Denver area that chimed in and told us about the people that were coming down with the coronavirus. Now, it appears that the deaths have been hyped a bit. Because on March 31st, President Donald Trump and the White House Coronavirus Task Force announced that with some social distancing measures in place, the best outcome for the United States would be for 100,000 to 240,000 Americans to die during this wave of COVID-19. Now, if we didn't do anything, they said at that time as many as 2.2 million people could die. So we first heard about social distancing on March 31st. Now, it didn't take long after that estimate, which was alarming to many, for some of the more
prominent projection models to revise the estimates downward. Fewer cases, fewer hospitalizations, fewer deaths. And we went down from 100,000 to 80,000. And then even in New York City, the epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak in the U.S., hospitalizations have been decreasing more quickly than expected. For example, in the past 2 days, people going into the hospital have dropped 50% in the past 2 days in New York City, the epicenter. And that was earlier than what they were talking about to begin with after the shelter-in-place orders were fully implemented there in the state and in the city. Now, the latest model, coming from the popular model that the coronavirus task force likes to use, and that is the IHME, which is the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation at the University of Washington, now projects 60,000 deaths. That is way down from where we've been. And by the way, that puts it down to one of our worst flu epidemics. Now, I'm going to go out on a limb right now and tell you that number will come down. That number will come down. I believe we're going to be somewhere between 40 and 50,000 maybe, or around 40,000 maybe. That's where we're going to be when it comes to the deaths, which will put us in what we would consider to be a bad flu season. Now, will this thing come back? Probably. Will it come back in the summer? No. Because as things heat up, we know that the virus will be killed sooner rather than later. And, of course, washing your hands and keeping the hand stuff at your disposal is all a good thing to weigh, the hand sanitizer. Okay, let's see who we got here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. It's Sean in Tampa.
Okay, what's up?
I just wanted to point out, and I wish that everybody would talk about this and play the audio of it every day, of Cuomo and Bill de Blasio completely going against the president and telling everybody in New York City and New York to go ahead and ride those subways,
yep,
go to the restaurants, mm-hmm. do all that stuff, because they just do the opposite of whatever the president or the administration is putting forward.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they're the ones responsible for a lot of these deaths.
Yeah,
okay,
that's true.
That needs to be pointed out constantly.
Okay.
Because all they do is praise this Cuomo and his stupid press conference.
All right, you're going to get cut off right about now, so there you go. And that's the computer doing that. That's not me, man. I got to get out of here or I'm going to get cut off. But caller, hold on the line there. We have another caller in there. I'll be right back with more. Final segment of the Captain's America Third Watch coming right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with
All righty, and that's Donna Fiducia, and thank you very much, Donna. She used to be with Fox News. She lives up there now in Charleston, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, and they're listening to us on AM 1330 WLBB, our affiliate right there in Carrollton. Now, this portion of the program, a final segment, is brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor of Sarasota. Dominic's is spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K apostrophe S. Now, they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. The way you'll know they're there is you'll see this big 9 foot tall red, white, and blue Uncle Sam and the American flag too right there. Can't miss it. Located right there on the right side. All their blinds, their shades, and their shutters are made in the USA, and they are a Hunter Douglas dealer too. Now, Dominic's Blinds and Decor also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs, something that the big box stores don't do. So, stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store and wave at the red, white, and blue Dominic's trucks when you see them. That's going to be Kevin out there behind the wheel. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. That's 941-922-2345. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Very good people.
people. Dominic's Blinds and Decor, been in business for a long time. All righty, on the telephone right now, we've got our friend Eric in Seminole. Yes, sir, Mr. Eric, what's up?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, sir. Hey, real quick, this is just my opinion, and I'll preface that. It's just my opinion, but I think part of the reason, it's a multifaceted issue, but I think part of the reason that these numbers are being downgraded, you always want to under-promise and over-deliver when it comes to business and stuff like that, but what I see or believe's going on is that the amount of people that are doing their own in-home research on some of this stuff, crunching numbers, being their own statisticians as far as, that you alluded to the lady out in Denver sending the numbers. Unwinding this ball of twine that we got going on, taking out the knots here as far as the real numbers and potential, tangential effects of those wishing to actually use false information or misconstrued information to push a political agenda.
Hold it for a second. Do you know why they're doing all of this? I do.
It's part of the Trump derangement syndrome.
That's only part of it. There are factions at work here involving the Chinese government, who, by the way, they want Trump out of the way because what's he doing to them? Embargoes and trade restrictions and all that sort of stuff. He's costing them a bunch of money. That's number one. Number two, the Democrats are up to their eyeballs in this. George Soros is up to his eyeballs in all of this. This is a direct action by these people, including China, to affect the elections, to change the election process, and make no mistake, they were trying to take President Trump down and make everybody in this country point the finger at Donald Trump and say, oh, look what he did, look. But there's just one big mistake they made. We caught him at their own game. And now this Dr. Fauci says what he said, which is what I've said from day one. You've heard me say it about these numbers, and here we are.
Sure, the United States, China, to heck and back regarding the trade agreements. And with the cancellation, it goes back to when President Trump got us out of the TPP back in the day when China was going to be the main power player of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. However, with that being said, there is a movement to have a free trade of the area of the Asia-Pacific rim going on, where China still wants to be a major factor in that. I think that I do agree and concur that this is a People's Liberation Army action, information action, coupled with biomedical research that potentially, and that's out for debate right now. Mm-hmm. As far as where that synthesis of that viral strain has come from. Now, with that said, I'm not saying that there isn't a virus, because there's research coming out now that the ventilators aren't working. Even though somebody's got positive pressure ventilation going on, they still are becoming hypoxic, which means that they're low in their tissue saturations of oxygen are low. Mm-hmm. And there's speculation now that this is actually a hemoglobin issue binding to the hemoglobin, which carries oxygen in the bloodstream, where that this virus is attaching to all the points where oxygen normally right. attaches, and that there's a movement now to how to mitigate there's certain things going on along the lungs. It kind of gets technical here, but that's where the hydroxychloroquine comes in with basically research is coming out that zinc is actually preventing the virus from attaching to the hemoglobin receptor sites within the bloodstream. So I mean, there's more. It's like I said, there's a multifaceted issue. Mm-hmm. But I think if people in general, citizens, you, I, Tom and Harry and Jane and everybody keeps digging into this and keeps doing logical, Socratic logic research on this, mm-hmm. crunching numbers, that the ruse is going to be up, and whether it's a CCP. PLA action, definitely a part of it. Mm-hmm. But again, I think there's something going on in the back line, and that's just, and we've talked about this, offline and chat rooms. But there's something out there that I think that there, it's almost a prevent defense going on, zone defense going on, as far as whether people want to admit it or not, and this is just my opinion, in my opinion here, that we are exceptionally vulnerable for a second wave or something else to come through the pipeline in order to clog up the healthcare system, which everybody said it. We are the number one health research and development and care system in the world right now and have been for decades. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you know, even dictators wouldn't come here to get treated or, you know, go to Europe to be treated because of similar, how should I say, healthcare standards that we see. Anyway, I could go on, sir, but I just want to say, people should keep digging into this logically, not believe that, oh, the UFOs are coming, nothing like that.
One last question.
Yes, sir.
From a political standpoint, from a military man to a military man, was this country attacked by China with a biological weapon?
I believe, in my heart of hearts, it was. And that calls into a first use defense of our assets. Okay, that the my understanding of our defensive posture and positioning as far as if we are attacked with a chemical or biological weapon, that opens up the Pandora's box of munitions, read between the lines, that can be used to include low-yield weapons. And I'm just going to leave it at that.
Well, thank you, Eric. As usual, you're right on your A game, and we appreciate you very much.
Thanks, sir. Simplify, sir.
Yes, sir. Okay, and Eric, of course, has got a couple boys, one that's in the Marine Corps and one that wants to get into it. He was in it, and he was going to get out and do something different, but I think he may be going back in, depending on what's going on. But the pandemic now, this pandemic, which is no more than an epidemic, is its peak has been moved up to April the 12th across most of America. So that's another good sign that things are changing. And, of course, now it appears the deaths that were hyped based on faulty models from the IHME, instead of the 100 to 240,000, total's now down to 60,000. And I believe it's going to go lower. I believe that before they get done, we'll be down, the models will show 40 or 50,000, and we may even be below that, but 40,000 is about a number. And that's like an average year with the flu. And again, at least 3 years... three European countries, are considering easing restrictions right now, too. So keep in mind, with everything we've got going on here, our country needs to be put back to work here next month, and we can do it. We can do it. We've been schnookered, and the wolves have been pulled over our eyes long enough here, and it's time for this stuff to stop. It just is. By the way, refineries now, they're going to be laying people off temporarily because there's a huge glut of oil. Gasoline is still going to be at some ridiculously cheap prices. I saw it yesterday. I couldn't get to it fast enough or I would have stopped. I saw it yesterday at $1.69 a gallon right here in this area. $1.69 a gallon, and that's cheap, folks, for this area. Alrighty, that's the music. We got to go and just keep your eyes on the prize and remember it's all about we the people. And we need to start exercising our power and calling our congressional representatives and saying, hey, cut the crap. Let's get going here. But anyway, I'll be back tonight with a lot more. Friday morning edition will be back tomorrow. We'll be ending the week with a bang. Have a lot of good things going on. Have the regular crew on. Have a great day. Stay safe and stay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.